الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وقال تعالى: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، ومن قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، ومن قام ليلة القدر إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Respected elders and beloved brothers in Islam, all praise is due to Allah Rabbul Izzat, who out of His infinite grace and mercy has blessed us, has showered us, has endowed us upon us with His great wealth of Iman. Wallahi al-Azim, the greatest asset that a person can possess is undoubtedly this wealth of Iman. And we know for a fact that this Iman which we possess is going to be a distinguishing factor from a person either being entered into Jannat or being thrown headlong into the fire of Jahannam. May Allah Ta'ala protect us all. Time and again, we are reciting the Quran al-Majid. We are listening to the tilawat of the Quran al-Majid in this Mubarak month of Ramadan. We hear in so many places in the Quran al-Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws a distinct barrier between those who leave this world with Iman and those who leave the world without Iman. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَهُمْ فِي رَوْضَةٍ يُحْبَرُونَ. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. Various places. There are so many places in the Quran Majid, and we hear it all the time. As for those who bring Iman, and he does not stop there. After bringing Iman in Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, he follows it up with what we term عمل صالحة. We hear this term عمل صالحة, أعمال صالح, pious deeds, such deeds that earn the closeness of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. And together with that, refraining from those actions that earn the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is a person's key to success. And if a person achieves that, he leaves this world in such a condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with him, he leaves this world with Iman, then as Quran describes him, that فَمَنْ زُحْسِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ. That person who lived his life in such a way in this world that he saved himself from the fire of Jahannam and he was entered into Jannat. Quran says he has achieved the ultimate pinnacle of success. There is no success after that. Every person in this world, he has his own targets, he has his own objectives, he sets himself goals. Sometimes he sets himself daily goals, sometimes weekly, sometimes monthly, sometimes annually. That is our life in this world. We want to achieve certain things. And once we achieve those targets, or if the time elapses without us achieving the targets, then we set new goals and new targets. And like that, life continues in this world. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once he called the Sahaba and he drew on the ground. He drew different lines. And he drew one line
cutting off all these lines. And he says that, see all these lines going in this one direction. These are the goals and the objectives that man has. These are the hopes, these are the aspirations of man. And then that line that cuts it off, that is death. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَازِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ يَعْنِي الْمَوْتِ. That increase in remembrance of that which cuts off all hopes, which cuts off all aspirations, which cuts off all goals, which cuts off all targets. And what is that cuts everything off? That is death. That man will have hopes and aspirations and desires, and he will continue planning and he will continue planning, and a time will come, he will achieve some of it, and he will continue setting himself goals, and Allah Ta'ala will cut everything off. And that is the day he will have to meet Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That is one thing, that there is a certainty to it. We have differences with other faiths, with other religions, in various aspects. But there is one thing that we are all united upon. Be it whatever walk of life, be it whatever faith, be it whatever religion a person might be, no person can deny death. No person can deny that one day he will have to leave this world. What happens after that, there is also differences in it. But definitely, this much is certain, and this much is known for a fact, that a person will have to leave this world. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that moment that we leave this world such a moment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us, and make us leave this world in such a condition that we are in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the contrary, that person, as Quran describes, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَلِقَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ فِي الْعَذَابِ مُحْضَرُونَ. You get the second type of person, and that person denies faith, he denies Islam, he denies Iman, he denies all the branches of deen. That Quran replies, Quran describes a person that he will be made present in the punishment, and may Allah Ta'ala save us, may Allah Ta'ala protect us. Friends and elders, and after that is also a certainty, مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ إِلَّا سَيُكَلِّمُهُ رَبُّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانٌ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in the hadith that the day is going to come when every person will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and between you and between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no barrier, there is no interpretator, that you will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will have to give account for all your actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. Quran mentions that the disbelievers will mention, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Then what type of book is this? That Hisab Kitab that will be presented to you. What type of book is this? Every deed of mine has been recorded in it. Every small atom. وَنَدَعُوا الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُزْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا. Allah Ta'ala says that on the day of Qiyamah, we will present the scales of justice, and even if it were to be to the size of a grain of mustard seed, whether it is good in that way or whether it was bad in that way, it will be brought forth on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. And we are sufficient to take account of every person. So this is a reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives people different moments, different opportunities to turn back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes a person will experience a personal calamity, a loss of a beloved, a loss of wealth, loss of health, and this becomes, serves as a wake-up call for him to turn back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes Allah ta'ala presents a person with religious opportunities that make him turn back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps he goes for a hajj or a umrah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has presented us with an opportunity. Such an opportunity that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that the doors of Jahannam are closed, the doors of Jannat are open. This month of Ramadan, which has come and it is leaving us, very, very few days left of this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the hadith, the first of which is to gain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second ten of which is to gain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last ten of which we are experiencing now, the last 10 days, is for a person to gain emancipation from the fire, or safety from the fire of Jahannam, and to earn his Jannat. this last 10 days which we are encountering now, it is for a person to earn his jannat, as the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ya baghi al khair, aqbil." That O seeker of good, come forward, and O seeker of evil, the one who has evil intentions, you go away. So this month has come upon us. Allah Ta'ala has given it for us to earn our jannat. And like we hear the hadith time and again, that in this month the rebellious shayateen are tied up. And why is that? We read in the tafsir of the Qur'an Majeed that shaitan is an enemy of man. And when shaitan was thrown out of jannat, we know the incident, lengthy incident, just the last part of it. After shaitan was thrown out of jannat, he made a request to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made one request. And that request that he made, he did not make request for Allah ta'ala to return him to jannat. No. He had already waged war with Adam alayhi salam. He had already made an enmity before the progeny of Adam was even born. It was only Adam alayhi salam that was present. And he had already waged war with Adam alayhi salam. And he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for one request. قَالَ أَنْزِرْنِي إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ That, O Allah, give me respite, give me life, right up until the day of Qiyamah. Adam alayhi salam has only been created now. And he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that give me life right up until the day of Qiyamah. So Allah Ta'ala grants him that wish. Allah Ta'ala accepts his request. قَالَ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْزَرِينَ Shaitan, you're going to be given life. Why did he request that? What was his reason? ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَعَنْ عِمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِنِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ That, oh Allah, I'm going to attack the man of the